hope this is the new normal. I would love to win, you know, 9 races a year for the rest of my life. But I don't know. It's you know, all about opportunity, and I feel like I've been, you know, blessed with a great opportunity with a great team. You know, Cliff Daniels leading it. So yeah, I mean, I think timing too is important. And yeah, I mean, it's been really good, and I'm glad that we've been able to take advantage of it.
You hear guys talk about being in the zone in other sports and how they just, you know, they shoot, they hit, they score, whatever it may be, and they don't even realize it. So it comes so natural to them. And I think that's what happens in this sport too, is you get a Kyle Larson who has been in the zone all year long. Nobody's knocked him out of the zone yet. You get a Denny who's been in and out. You get a Truex who's been in and out. You get a Chase who seems to be coming into that zone. You know, it's what's the day going to hold for you? You know, how's that going to be? And it's going to be interesting to see how each one of them deal with it. But no matter what they plan, no matter how much they talk, no matter how much they dream about it, no matter how many nightmares they have about it, it comes down to Sunday when they fire those things up and they barrel off into turn one. And by the time they get back for that first lap, they pretty much know what they've got.
Kyle, he was cool as a cucumber, and he was talking a little bit about some of the things and how he feels. And one thing about the zone is that it comes and it goes. It doesn't last forever. And so I asked him, you know, drivers to be good, they need to have good equipment. He was good with Ganassi. He's incredible with Hendricks. And I asked him if this is just an amazing season, everything coming together, or if this is the new normal for Larson.
Well, listen, that's a great question. I think this is an amazing season. I don't think a season of 9 and 10 victories is a sustainable model. It wasn't for Jeff Gordon. It wasn't for Jimmy Johnson. It wasn't for Dale Earnhardt Sr. It wasn't for Richard Petty. It wasn't for the greats of this sport if we go back. The sustainable model is going to be, can he get 4 or 5 wins a year? Can he get 3 to 5 wins a year? Can he contend for the championship every year? That's a Jimmy Johnson. That's a Jeff Gordon. Yeah, that's, you've moved to that. You know, I think Kyle is in a special place. Kyle is coming. We're a year removed, basically, from when his name ventured back into the conversation of having a cup ride. And because of what he went through as a person, what the character building experience that he's gone through, what he went through in the public eye, and it played out in public. This was not a private ordeal. It was very public. It's made Kyle Larson a stronger individual. More comfortable with who he is, more confident on who he is. And I think that has transferred to the racetrack. What that does next year and the year after that, only Kyle Larson is going to be able to tell us that. We can speculate and we can guess all we want to. But I think Kyle grew by leaps and bounds, personally. I think his wife, I think his parents, I think his support group, they were there for him. And that moved him to a different place. And I think we're seeing something special out of him on the racetrack and his talent there. But I think we see something special out of him every time he gets out and he starts talking to you guys. His composure, the people he thanks, the way he looks at life. I think he's a very mature young man with a great future. I don't think a season of 9 and 10 victories is a sustainable model. It wasn't for Jeff Gordon. It wasn't for Jimmy Johnson. It wasn't for Dale Earnhardt Sr. It wasn't for Richard Petty. It wasn't for the greats of this sport if we go back. The sustainable model is going to be, can he get 4 or 5 wins a year? Can he get 3 to 5 wins a year? Can he contend for the championship every year? That's a Jimmy Johnson. That's a Jeff Gordon. Yeah, that's, you've moved to that. You know, I think Kyle is in a special place. Kyle is coming. We're a year removed, basically, from when his name ventured back into the conversation of having a cup ride. And because of what he went through as a person, what the character building experience that he's gone through, what he went through in the public eye, and it played out in public. This was not a private ordeal. It was very public. It's made Kyle Larson a stronger individual, more comfortable with who he is, more confident on who he is, and I think that has transferred to the racetrack. What that does next year and the year after that, only Kyle Larson is going to be able to tell us that. We can speculate and we can guess all we want to. But I think Kyle grew by leaps and bounds, personally. I think his wife, I think his parents, I think his support group, they were there for him. And that moved him to a different place. And I think we're seeing something special out of him on the racetrack and his talent there. But I think we see something special out of him every time he gets out and he starts talking to you guys. His composure, the people he thanks, the way he looks at life. I think he's a very mature young man with a great future.